just kind of dirt road.
Yes, sir.
Kind of sandy, like, you know, road is too bad.
If you were driving along out in the country and you came to a road that went off the main road, what kind of road would you call that?
Call that a side road.
Have you ever heard people refer to a farm-to-market road?
Yeah, farm-to-market road, that's right.
Would that be the same as the side
same
road?
Thing, yes, sir.
What about a road that goes from the main road up to a man's house?
Main road up to, what we call that is drive, from the main road up to his house.
And something that the cows walk along all the time so that they beat a place down when they're coming in from the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
Hay.
And a place where pedestrians could walk alongside the street, what would you call that?
Walk alongside the street.
Right.
You mean what people would walk alongside
yes,
the street? I don't know.
A side?
Oh, a sidewalk. Sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. Around here, is there a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street? Ever?
Most places there are a little strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street.
Does that have a name?
No, I don't believe so.
Do you ever hear anybody call it the tree lawn?
I haven't heard it around here, I don't believe.
Okay. This expression, say if a if a man is not walking away from me, you say he's walking right.
What?
And if I just happen to meet somebody, I might say, well, I wasn't looking for him. I just sort of ran
into him.
And if a girl is given the same name that her mother has, mm-hmm. you say that the parents named the child
after her mother.
And this, the kind of animal that barks, you just call that a
dog.
What would you call a dog if it's not a pure breed? It's several different types.
Well, if it's not a pure breed dog, you just call him a mixed dog.
What would you say to a dog if you wanted him to get after another dog?
Sick him on like that.
Right. What if you wanted him to stop and come back to you?
You just call him by name, then come here.
Okay. In a herd of cattle, what would you call the male animal?
A bull. Mm-hmm.
Can you remember a time when used to, if you were in the presence of women, you weren't supposed to say that word?
Yes, I do.
What did you say?
Well, we call him male yelling.
I see. And these animals that farmers used to plow with, kind of
ox.
Mm-hmm. What would you call two of those hitched together? You'd have a
team of oxen.
And what about those other animals that look more like horses?
Yeah, we've got mule
yeah.
and ox.
Would you call two of those hitched together
a pair of mule?
Pair of mule. And talking about cattle, a little one when it's first born.
That would be a calf.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had a cow and she was expecting a calf. You'd say that cow is going to
have a calf.
You ever hear people around here say she's going to freshen or come fresh?
Freshen, yeah. I've heard that.
Is that the way they'd say it?
Right.
Going fresh.
Cow's going to come fresh.
Okay. And talking about horses, what would you call a male horse?
A male horse is a stallion.
What about a female?
We'll call her a mare.
Say if the person couldn't stay on a horse, you'd say he fell.
Fell off.
Mm-hmm. Or if a child woke up in the morning and he was on the floor, he might say, well, my goodness, during the night I must have
fell out of bed. Okay.
And those things that you put on the bottom of the horse's feet, you call those?
Shoes.
What about the part of the horse's foot they go on?